Genesis 22:12 says, "And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me." In our previous About Jesus devotional, we read this text and discussed how that Jesus tells us that there will be a test. And for most of us, there are many tests. And if we count them all, large and small, there are more than we can keep track of. But lodged inside that story of Jesus putting Abraham to the test was the prophetic type that Isaac played as Abraham's, quote, only son. You see, Isaac pictured Jesus, which is made clear when we compare Scripture with Scripture. Our text in Genesis 22:12 ends with the Lord speaking and saying, "For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me." Now, for those who have read through the Bible, especially if you've made it an annual trip and gone through several times, then I hope you might have thought of the most popular Bible verse in the world, John 3:16, which says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Abraham offering his only son Isaac was one of many pictures in the Old Testament that were to point us to Jesus as Messiah, and we'll see those as the Lord tarries and we continue with these devotionals. It began with the seed of the woman in Genesis 3:15. Seed of the woman, born of a virgin, just as Jesus was. We'll see this also in the Passover lamb. We discussed this at length in our Exodus studies of Exodus 12, verse 3. He's the high priest in Leviticus 8, 7, and 9. The star of Jacob in Numbers 21, 8. The brazen serpent in Numbers 24, 17. The prophet like unto Moses in Deuteronomy 18, 15. And there are more than 40 such pictures in the Old Testament showing us Jesus. And here in Genesis 22, Isaac is a picture of Jesus, the only son, as he's the only son of Abraham. And this is confirmed not only by comparing Genesis 22 with John 3:16, but we're plainly told this in Hebrews 11:17 through 19. "By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure." So all this is a picture, a type, or figure of the gospel message presented to us here in Genesis 22, as it's also called a shadow of the only Son being offered with faith in the resurrection power of God to raise the only Son. In Genesis 22, even if he had actually offered Isaac. We then see Jesus referred to as the only begotten in John 1:14. "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." And then again in John 1:18, "No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him." Now, the corrupt new versions changed this from the only begotten Son to the only begotten God. If your Bible says that, you've got a bad Bible. Jesus was not begotten as God. He's eternal God. He was begotten as a human child to die for man's sin. God begotten as Son. So calling him begotten God is the old Arian heresy found in the new versions and found in the Jehovah's Witness Bible, by the way. Don't let corrupt Bibles mar your understanding of the wonderful truth found in the type that we see in Genesis 22. As 1 John 4:9 says, "In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him." When we read our perfect King James Bible, rightly dividing and comparing Scripture with Scripture, we see Jesus, the only begotten Son of God, and we appreciate with clarity of mind how that He is pictured in Genesis and throughout the entire Old Testament.